Hi, my name is Pat, and I wanted to pick up on Deuteronomy 29:18. It says, "Beware, lest there be among you a man or woman or clan or tribe whose heart is turning away today from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of those nations. Beware, lest there be among you a root, bearing poisonous and bitter fruit." That's the word of the Lord. You know, as we are going through the book of Deuteronomy, and we know about Moses reiterating with the Israelites, who really are the children of the ones who started, things that God wants them to know. And I know from my reading through the Bible that the things in the Word, in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, are not necessarily written to me. You know, I don't have to worry about some of the things, some of those curses. They're not written to me, but there are principles that I can learn to distill, and I can grow from it. What Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10:11, he said, "These things happened to them as examples to us, and they were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age." And so I was thinking as I was reading that of 29:18 about hearts turning away from the Lord, how important it is that I fill my mind and my heart with the Word of God. And it's also very important to take note of those things that are also coming into my mind and heart that are not of the Lord. And so I went looking for Bible verses, and I came across actually a very interesting article that also prompted me to look at other verses. This article was by a Christian counseling site, and what it has brought to my mind is that I have to keep my heart from straying. And there are five things that I actually picked up from my reading. One is that in order to keep my heart from straying, I need to pray. Philippians 4:6. Not just pray about some things, but Philippians 4:6 reminds me that I am to pray about everything. Everything I pray about when it comes to my mind. The second thing is that I have to recognize the difference between tiredness and weariness. You know, I'm tired when I move my body around and I've done work. But weariness is when my mind has gone in the wrong place. And then I need to go to the Lord. It was in Matthew 11:28-30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The third thing is that I need to keep an attitude of gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5 reminds me, 16-18, that I am to pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. You know, I am to do that, and so I want to practice that. The fourth thing is that I want to read my Bible every day. Romans 12:2 is that reminder that I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. And then the fifth thing is that I do want to be vigilant. I know that there's a devil prowling around. I know that from 1 Peter 5:8. But I also know that God himself has told me to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. And so, again, I want to pray. I want to pray about everything. I want to know the difference between tiredness and weariness so I can go back to the Lord. I want to practice gratitude. I want to read my Bible every day, and I want to be vigilant. But let me pray. Father, I just thank you so much for the great love that you have shown to me and to all of us who know you, Lord. Help us to stay in your word, and help us, Lord, to stay out of the food, but also places that my mind can be poisoned by that which is not of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.